Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
This is Peabody Award-winning international film and television star Nick Searcy, and you're listening to Audrey Russo on Real Talk.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. Voter fraud has dragged this 2020 American presidential election to be far from ending. The saga will continue until the outcome is determined, likely at the Supreme Court. We've seen how the CCP has squeezed the tentacles around our culture using filthy lucre, with academia, sister cities, and then revelations that Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden was taking money from the CCP via his son. So, is it a stretch to say the CCP was trying to interfere with our election on the side of the man already in their pocket? Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Major General Paul Vallely is a West Point graduate, a retired deputy commanding general for the U.S. Army, a veteran of two combat tours in Vietnam, and a graduate of the Industrial College of the Armed Forces and the Army War College. Throughout his 32-year military career, Major General Vallely served in positions such as infantry company commander, intelligence officer, operations officer, and military advisor. He has over 15 years' experience in special operations, psychological, and civil military operations. General Vallely has served as a military analyst for the Fox News Channel and is a guest on numerous nationally syndicated radio and TV shows, and he's a best-selling author and the founder of Stand Up America. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to General Paul Vallely. Welcome back, Paul.
Thank you, Audrey. Thank you very much.
So great to have you with us again. And well, we're going to jump right in. China has been oddly quiet since November 3rd, but they were not hands-off in this election. Has China meddled in any elections in other countries in the past?
Well, I don't know for sure, but it seems to me that they would do that kind of a thing if it was to their advantage, particularly in the Far East area. But they're meddling across the world, of course, because their influence has spread throughout the Middle East, throughout Europe, throughout the United States, and particularly up in Canada that I found out. So they're very active, and they're very pro-Biden.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you think it's possible that the CCP meddled in this election?
Well, you know, I think so, no doubt about it. Working through Silicon Valley and their tentacles reach through there, through our media, you can see probably some connection that goes to Dominion and to SparkCard and some of these software companies that have been used, particularly in Venezuela. I know Chinese have reached into that election before they used the Dominion software.
Really?
So, yeah, their fingers are all over everything, but they keep as low a profile as they can.
Well, we've heard about the glitches in Dominion voting systems and Pelosi's and Feinstein's connection to that software. Is it true that Dominion software is made in China?
You know, I don't know that for sure, but I wouldn't doubt it because that's they've got the smart tech people over there to do that kind of a creation. But there's a lot of tie-ins between Dominion and what is it, SmartCard or the parent company?
Right.
That has ties to George Soros. There's a lot of intertwining of organizations and countries now. Of course, you want to see Biden win because I know Trump has been a superstar as far as standing up for America and gaining a great edge over countries like China, which have taken advantage of us for decades. So,
and the president,
they would rather see a weak United States president than a strong one, that's for sure.
Well, certainly one they can manipulate, considering Biden's son's taking money from the Chinese, from the CCP. And according to Mayor Giuliani, that Joe Biden has had a little taste of that money. It seems as if they might have a tentacle wrapped around Joe Biden. What do you think?
Well, yeah, he'd be very vulnerable for compromise, that's for sure. And we know that the CCP and any of those transactions over there in China with Hunter Biden. But what gets me, Audrey, where or how can Durham end his investigation when there's more to pursue about Joe Biden, the Ukraine, as well as China, and the father? I don't understand where the Department of Justice is. My goodness, where's Barr?
Where's Barr?
They seem so weak.
Wait, you know, I have the same question. I'm scratching my head here. Why does the president and his legal team have to do all the work for the DOJ? Where is Barr? Is he under the same desk, the desk that Sessions used to hide under?
Well, we don't know. We don't know. He's so passive when he comes out and talks, and I don't know why the Trump team isn't hammering. They're waiting for something, I guess. According to Sidney Powell, they have a lot of information on the fraudulent election in many states involving many different entities. And she's the one driving the horses right now, as far as I'm concerned. And she's going to come out. I think she will take the lead. Well, she is. And she'll be the one that's going to be forthcoming on what's going to happen in these final days here. As these states determine, or the state representatives, I guess, the state legislature, I'm sorry. And then if it goes on to the Supreme Court, you know, each day we're narrowing that gap that people can stand up, particularly in the Department of Justice. I hope the FBI is working very hard on this. I think they are out in the field stations, field operations.
There's been some reports about that as well, that we're not so sure, you know, what kind of investigation some of them are doing. It seems that one postal worker that had written an affidavit that he was pressured, you know, about dumping the ballots, the Trump ballots, that the FBI was, you know, pressuring him and he started to back off. You know, Americans, I think we have to be concerned. We should be asking questions here. Why isn't the head law enforcement officer in our country silent when we have one of the biggest voter fraud cases ever? Don't you agree?
He should be out front. He should be out front every day. He and Sidney Powell, I mean,
Giuliani and
Sidney Powell out there, and then Giuliani and the team's working very hard. But that shows how corrupted the DOJ is. The CIA still, Ray at the FBI. I mean, these higher elites in these organizations, boy, you talk about the deep state. It's the upper level of that deep state that's got to be cleaned out and cleaned up, or we're never going to get anywhere in the United States back to where we were as an honest country living up to the Constitution and so on.
The thing that I am and many other Americans are concerned about is that we had a soft coup going on, and it was coming from, it emanated from Obama. He was behind this. But you have all these other players, and no one seems to be indicted. No one seems that they'll ever, will, that the American people ever see justice. That's one thing. The second thing is if they know they could have got, they got away with this, they'll do it again, won't they?
Oh, absolutely they will. Going back to the CCP, though, there's a, let me just highlight this. The CP has gone all out to influence this election from what we know from our Chinese intelligence operatives. But earlier this year, about 20,000 fake ID cards from China were reportedly confiscated at the Chicago airport.
What?
And this may explain why so many foreign students from China reportedly received ballots.
What?
And according to a Chinese blog, there was a print shop in China that disclosed that they had received a secret order of 5 million ballots to be printed from the United States.
What?
Now, how could these ballots be mailed by the CCP's carrier? We don't know. It also exposed that the Dominion voting machines used in over 30 states, including all the swing states, were in fact made in China. I forgot that. I should have mentioned that earlier when you asked me about it.
Oh, my gosh. Now, that I didn't know.
Yeah. And Senator Feinstein's husband is a big shareholder in this company. These magic voting machines could mysteriously convert votes for Trump to Biden, much like the hammer and the scorecard that Joe McInerney and Dennis Montgomery have revealed. That's the other manipulative software that evidently was used to change the votes.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I want to discuss this for a second. The info on Hunter Biden's laptop should have blown up Biden's campaign, and not a word was spoken in the mainstream media, and that's including Fox, by the way, who is part.
That's right.
What's weird is that Fox is part of News Corp, the same company that owns the New York Post, who broke the story. Now, Biden, according to Mayor Giuliani, and the emails on Hunter's laptop took a taste of all the illegal money transactions. That's according to Giuliani. If that's true, then shouldn't someone in the DOJ be looking into Biden, especially because they had all the info from the laptop for a year before the story broke? I mean, what happened to the DOJ? And I mean,
well,
this,
sure.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you saw it, but it was an article, it was a headline that said Barr is backed down because he was afraid of the blowback from Biden if he was elected. I mean,
what the
come on. If you're, you know, a judicial official like that, you're worried about the blowback from a political leader.
Are these men or mice?
You know, it's interesting that Hunter Biden's hedge fund scandal in China is linked right to a billionaire who works for the senior members of the Chinese Communist Party.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, you have that that tie in there. I mean, there's a lot of tentacles involving Joe and Hunter Biden with China, the CCP. That's for sure.
Is it true that Jiang Zemin and Zhang Qinghong, the heads of the CCP deep state, have established close ties with Biden and Harris for years? I mean, that Biden and Harris have a relationship with people in the CCP. In the deep, you know, the deep state establishment, close ties. Is that correct?
Well, that's correct. And if you recall, you can tie Kamala Harris back to Willie Brown, the kingpin in San Francisco. When I was out there and lived out there, Willie Brown ruled everything in the Democratic Party, and he was tied very closely with the Chinese at that time because of the amount of Chinese that have come in and lived in San Francisco. Some of them still dedicated to the CCP, by the way.
Are you serious?
Yes, that's right. Willie Brown visited China as the mayor of San Francisco and received presidential treatment when he was there.
What?
And at that time, Jiang was already the head of the CCP. So you tie Camilla to Willie Brown to Harris, Biden and Hunter, back to Jiang and the Chinese Communist Party. Oh, boy, it was a party, believe me.
Wow. Imagine this. If a Republican had those kinds of ties, would you hear about this in the news?
Oh, boy. They keep all this stuff buried. You know, they don't want to dig into it. They don't want to dig into all of this malice and fraud that's going on using software, hardware, tie into the Chinese Communist Party, tentacles into Venezuela. I mean, it's just incredible. The FBI ought to be all on top of this. I've given them the information in my articles. I'm not sure they've done anything with it.
Well, I'll tell you, I think that it is really stunning in this country with, you know, the type of intel agencies that we have, that nobody is looking into any of this. And sadly, what's probably even more shocking is there are some that are supposedly on our side of the aisle that are kind of throwing up their hands and telling us to throw up our hands on this. If that, God forbid, would have happened, if we had a different president, because President Trump is not going to relent on any of this, if that would have happened, we would never have a free election again, would we?
No, never. That's for sure. But there would be a civil war that would settle that, I'm sure. And people don't think about that. But, Stand Up America Foundation and our China team has written 12 expose articles, all of which have been provided you and others.
Yes.
But yet I hear nothing back from the Department of Justice. We have done more in-depth investigation into the tentacles of the CCP than the CIA has done.
Well, no doubt of that.
In-depth names, instances, situations.
Yeah, and of course, listeners, you know that we said before, if you go to standupamerica.us, you can find these documents. Is that true?
Standupamericaus.org. Now, beginning next week, Audrey, we're going to open up Eyes on Canada. That's our new series of articles on what's happening up in Canada. Very serious situation up there. And it ties again back to the Chinese Communist Party as well as a socialist communist, the leader in Justin Trudeau, who, by the way, was Fidel Castro's sons, so they tell me.
So this it is funny. I'm not doubting that. So the CCP, so the listeners understand, they have their tentacles up in Canada as well.
Big time. Some of the top level gangs out of Shanghai, very wealthy billionaires that run a lot of the crime syndicates in China, have residence in Vancouver, British Columbia, and they run their Canadian operations out of Vancouver. Extends all the way across to Toronto and Quebec.
Oh,
yeah, and they bought up a lot of agricultural properties. Companies that have gone into foreclosure, bankruptcy, especially in the natural resource, natural materials businesses up there. And they totally have influenced Justin Trudeau in Quebec and Toronto. Yeah. So we're going to reveal a lot coming out on what's happening in Canada, just like we've done on the Chinese Communist Party.
Yes, and you're mentioning that they've bought up a lot of properties and businesses and buildings, and I know that they have done that around the globe, especially when it comes to minerals, because they need
Absolutely.
It. Yeah. Some people wonder, where are they getting all this money from? I'm wondering myself, are they printing it? I mean, where are they getting this money from?
Well, they still make a lot of money from us, that's for sure.
They still do.
In other countries and their technology and their labor is still so low, so they're still making a lot of things. But guess where Dominion's headquarters is?
Where?
Toronto.
Really?
That's what I found out. Yeah, they're in Toronto.
Oh, my gosh.
One of their major headquarters in North America is in Toronto.
Well, you know.
You can check that out.
Oh, absolutely.
So there again, you see why I'm doing the in-depth investigative work in Canada. We need to really be aware of what's happening up there.
Oh, yeah. We also had heard reports, and I wonder if you know anything about this, and that they also had a server, Dominion, in Germany and in Spain. Is that true? Yeah. Okay, they did.
That's what I understand, and yeah. American forces, our army over there had captured some of that information from Germany. Where it's at, I don't know, and how it's being processed back to the FBI, I don't know that either.
Yeah.
These are questions that keep coming up, though. But
sure.
Yeah, the tentacles reach far and wide on this Dominion.
Does anybody know how long?
30 of our states.
Yeah, 30 of our states and the swing states. Honestly, if they it looks like they found, well, they said they had a glitch, and suddenly you had over 100,000 votes that were for Trump that had gone to Biden, flipping back to Trump. That should alarm anyone when they say, oh, there's always cheating in elections. That's not cheating. That's serious fraud, I think, don't you?
Well, sure, it's serious fraud, and but the whole intention is to make sure Trump is not our president in the next 4 years.
And then
you have a weak Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in there that can be manipulated. If you're a foreign country, who wouldn't want that?
Well, sure, sure, especially when it comes to distributing our money to the world, which is they're dying to do. You know, to make everything even is what they say. They're trying to humble us.
Well, and then you have the globalists like George Soros, Bill Gates. I mean, they're big supporters of all these world organizations. When they meet in Davos, it's really going to be interesting because that's going to be called the Grand Reset. Resetting everything in the world, economics, financial, organizations. It's called the Grand Reset.
And they have plans for this already.
Yes, how to reset.
And
they're using the COVID-19 as the cover.
Well, look what we're seeing with this, with the Chinese virus. Look what we're seeing. We saw when you had something that could treat it that's been around for a long time, they suddenly started blocking it from happening, right? And of course, this means lives. So this is what they did. They brought in remdesivir. Okay, fine. But there were other ways to treat it. Then we find out that there's a 99.9%, let's put it this way. If you are over 75, you have a 95% chance of surviving, okay, of this virus. Everybody else is 99.98, 99.97. I would love odds like that for anything. Yet they are ignoring that, and when the hospitalizations and the deaths started to go down dramatically, instead of letting the people be free, now they changed the cases, which, by the way, many of them are false positives. They started to change the cases into what the danger of hospitalizations and deaths. So now they're putting people in fear of that, and they're destroying the holidays. Thanksgiving, they're crushing Christmas is what they're doing now. So this is really the control, because even Fauci now says, and nobody cares what he thinks, I couldn't give a flying Walenda, but he says, yeah. Oh, vaccine? Oh, well, you're still going to have to social distance and mask. Now, what is this? Insanity? What is this?
It's insanity. Yeah, you can't have more than 10 for Thanksgiving dinner. Give me a break. But I understand 6 to 7 sheriffs in the counties in northern New York are not going to...
That's right.
They're not going to bust into your home and check anything. They're not going to do that.
Oh.
And probably most of the sheriffs throughout the counties in the United States aren't going to do that. They're not going to arrest people for gathering for Thanksgiving or church services or whatever. But people have really got to stand up this time.
They have to.
It's just gone overboard. And you can't do it by ones and twos. You have to have all the restaurant owners, you have to have all the business owners stand up and say, we're not going to take it anymore.
No. What? All of a sudden, we don't know how to take care of ourselves? All of a sudden, the governor is my doctor? God forbid. He can't even take care of the state. I mean, he's going to be my doctor, God forbid.
Oh, goodness,
then you have Whitmer. Horrible. Did you see Whitmer? She was already slapped down by the Michigan Supreme Court that everything she was doing was unconstitutional, and now she's doubling down. She's doubling down. This woman
is... they're going to stand up in Michigan against her, believe me.
I hope so.
That's what has to happen. We've got to say, we're not going to do this. Too bad. You can sit in your governor's mansion and your mayor's mansion, but we're not going to do this anymore. ladies and gentlemen. This is our country, our freedom, our businesses, our religion, our children's schools, and we're just not going to abide by these tyrannical orders that you're laying down on us.
No.
And Governor Newsom, you're the most guilty of them all, along with Cuomo and Whitmer. Y'all are in the same league.
Absolutely.
And New Jersey. Let's add the New Jersey governor.
Don't want to leave him out, and then we can go to Wolf and and Pritzker. Yeah, we could throw them all in there, because this is what they're doing. They're crushing the people. It's all a lie. They're not telling the truth, and they're keeping them. This is what's dangerous. They're keeping them in a constant state of paralysis from fear. Even in the holidays.
Well, that's the grand reset. It's part of the grand reset. I tell you, we got to do more articles or more interviews on this grand reset.
Well, maybe we need to do a whole segment or more. Let's do a series on that, because this is the first I'm hearing of it, and this is this is frightening to me, this grand reset. And we see, of course, we see the elements. They already put them in place, and they won't let go. We said they're certainly not going to mess up the holidays. Well, surprise, because they're not
surprise.
They're not only messing it up, they're crushing the holidays. There are some family members that won't be around next year. They should be able to be with their families. And so where did they get this magic number of 10?
No, it's crazy. Well, maybe they're all gathering for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Cuomo, Newsom, Whitmer, maybe they're having Thanksgiving dinner together.
Yeah. Well,
without their mask.
Yeah, what's funny is there's a councilman, believe it or not, in New York City that told Cuomo, don't you tell me how many people, and this, he's a Democrat, don't you tell me how many I can have at my home for Thanksgiving. I'm having 20. Here I am. Here's my address. Come get me.
There you go. That's what you got to do. Well, time to fight.
I'm waiting for Americans to be Americans again, because these people work at our behest. They're not our rulers. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, we've created a whole population of sheep. Yeah. They just bow to these tyrannical leaders, are afraid to do anything.
Yeah.
But I can tell you, we've got to instill the spirit, and we've got to stand up, we've got to be strong, and we're just not going to take it anymore.
No.
We're not going to take it anymore.
No.
This is it.
Yeah. I want you to give the listeners a word of hope. The communists and the Democrat Party are trying to steal our republic and flip it into a communist country, with the vast voter fraud being revealed day by day. Is there hope that our great president will be with us for 4 more years? Yes?
Yes, there is hope. When it goes to the courts, which it appears it's going to, and then they have the one vote per state in the in Congress vote, could well save and keep our great president in office. But we don't know. This is where divine intervention really comes in.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the good news is that God is still on the throne. And not the Democrat Party. So, Paul, where can the listeners follow and support your excellent work? Where can they do that?
Well, they can go to our website, which has been around for quite a while, standupamericaus.org. Or they can email us at standupamericausa1@gmail.com, and we'll be able to provide information back to those people that would desire it. So support us. We survive by donations, of course, and we like people around the country to help us out when they can. That keeps our staff really in the highest order of excellence. And that's what we've done with our Chinese team. And I already have 3 members of our Canada team lined up to begin the series on Canada next week.
Oh, excellent. And you're also on Facebook, so they can follow the work there.
Yeah, we have 3, Paul Vallelie, the Generals Group, or just my name, Paul Vallelie, or the Glacial Group Montana is a really great one, Glacial Group Montana. And then the 4th one is the Legacy National Security Group.
Excellent. And I also understand that did Montana turn red again, or there's no more blue out? Yes.
Yeah, we got a governor, we got a senator, we got a congressman, and most of our Republicans retained, or we made new headways into Republicans holding office. So we're doing well here as a red state in Montana.
Excellent. And as always, I'll have those links to my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the On Air button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links and info that Paul just shared. Thanks so much, Paul, for again sharing your brilliant assessments with us. We look forward to your return to the show. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now. Okay.